Hello everyone, it's Yana here with Gen 20, Audio Mode Day 27, and I've got SM20 here with me.
Hello everyone.
On the sofa. It's already the evening of the 27th, and we thought we'd do a boot together.
Hello, Simon here.
Yes. About what we're going to talk about?
Here we are, starter and main for just $11.95.
Perfect. Right, Simon's trying to book us a restaurant for Monday, which is Amelia's birthday. And she wants to go to Pizza Express. So we're going to do that.
Expires on the 28th, which is Sunday.
Ah, poo. Well, maybe they'll send you another one. So we were going to try and answer the question, why do we boo, or was it specifically why do we audio mode, which was posed by Paula.
Yes.
Jaffa Star.
Yes.
Yes. You had some ideas, I think. Why don't we start you off?
So I was thinking I suppose I want to start off by talking about why I do audio boos. When I started podcasting in 2005, I discovered sort of audio blogging towards the end of the year, just some stuff I'd recorded that were just me talking about things that were on my mind or whatever. And I didn't have a channel for that. I was just doing it in my main podcast. By the end of 2005, I was doing it as a separate sort of personal audio blogging kind of podcast. So I've been doing that for a little while, obviously getting on for 10 years. But it wasn't until Napod Pomo came along that I really sort of started connecting with other people. So I was audio blogging before that, and friends would listen to my audio blog entries and then give me feedback, and I'd encourage them to create their own audio blogs, and so we started to have a little bit of a conversation and stuff like that. And Napod Pomo came along when that was a way to meet new people and have a conversation because of regular sort of audio blogging and stuff. So this sort of community stuff all started to bind things together. When I discovered Audio Boo in 2009, it was just made it so much easier as a platform, and it became a lot more inclusive. So it just, it came from just kind of wanting to talk about stuff that was on your mind to turning into a sort of a community thing, really, and being part of a little community. So not necessarily just connecting and staying in touch with friends, but also people that, that weren't your friends before, but now, become acquaintances, and in some cases become good friends through things like Audio Boo. So that's why I like to do audio boos or voice bows or whatever it is, because I like to have a community. I like to express myself in audio. I like to hear other people expressing themselves in audio. I think there's some kind of clearer communication because of the tone of voice and everything, and the context and stuff. So it seems in some way more authentic and more natural than stuff like written forms or video blogs, which tend to be a lot more controlled and stuff like that. So it can be very, particularly with tools like Audio Boo, it can be very relaxed, very off the cuff, very genuine. So I really appreciate the sort of the genuine connections with people and having a bit of a community within Audio Boo. So that's why I do Audio Boo. But I've found then since Napod Pomo, we've had February as well, and we've had Audio Mo, and sometimes they've coincided and sometimes they haven't, and you've got Octava and stuff like this. And I find the reason I like to participate in those is because it really does, it accelerates the community talking to each other. When there isn't something like that, when there isn't impetus like Audiomo or February or October, people tend to get busy and then they tend to post less. I mean, some people still post a lot, but some people drop off because, you know, they can't think of a decent excuse as to why they should record an audio blog entry of any description. So people post less. So people post less and then the community gets less of a community, really. It's less of a conversation with people. So things like Fibooey and Audiomo and Napod Pomo, they just bring the community back together because everyone's got an excuse to do a boo every day, no matter how trivial it is, even if it's just to say, oh, I feel dreadful, I don't really feel like talking today, but I'm still alive and, you know, here's my entry kind of thing. It just keeps people, it glues people together as a community, and so that's why I think, you know, that's why I am keen to participate in Audiomo. And so that's kind of, that's where I'm coming from, really.
Very well put.
Yeah, sorry, it sounded a bit, I don't know.
What?
A bit like I'm claiming to know everything because I've been doing it for 10 years kind of thing. I don't mean to.
No, you just have that experience.
I think Paul O'Malley expressed it very well because he talked about Audiomo near the beginning and about how it glues the community together. So I think I may have even paraphrased some of the things that he said.
Possibly. Yeah, I just had a deja vu. I think I already did a boo about why I boo a little while ago. Some of it came back to me. I thought, yeah, I've talked about all this. Just what you said, yeah, about just recording my day, also recording the kids. Even though I have to say it was a bit of a challenge for me to do this on audio because I wasn't really used to recording, and like so many other people, particularly like the sound of my own voice. But I also found that with things like, yeah, because it's basically, yes, it's the community, it's just sort of the social media, but because it's audio, I found it time-wise, it was a lot better, because for Facebook and things, I had to sit down and spend time looking, whereas audio, I can talk while I'm walking somewhere, and I could listen while I'm doing something.
Yeah.
And I found, as with a fairly new baby, I found that was really helpful. So I think that was the other incentive. And then the Audiomo February things. I don't know. I did October for the first time last year, so that was quite fun. And February, yeah, February is good for the questions, and you learn a lot about people when they answer certain questions. But as you say, it's just people just do a boo, you learn so much about them. And sometimes, you know, and a lot of people think, I think that as well, I record stuff and I think, well, it's not actually interesting, nobody's going to be interested in that. But funnily enough, those ones are always the ones where people are interested, because you don't know what somebody else is interested in. So it's always worth recording it, you know, and if it's just something about your day, but someone on the other end of the world will have no idea, or they won't know, you know, what the weather is like or how you cope with it, or, you know, just sort of the simple things, the everyday things in your life. And that's why I find it really interesting. And you get to know these things when people record. But the Audiomo, et cetera, thing just means that people actually do that and they just record those regular things about their day. And then you get to learn about that, which is fab. So, yeah.
Do you like the structured ones, the Februaries and the October ones where there are questions, or do you like the ones that are unstructured where it doesn't matter what you talk about as long as you record something a day?
At the moment, I probably like the question one because I'm struggling to think what to talk about. But then again, some of the questions are difficult, so swings and roundabouts, really.
Yeah, I think those ones can be quite tricky sometimes.
Yeah, then sometimes I don't want to record because I don't know what to say on that either.
I like the freeform ones.
Okay, we come to an end. Okay, bye.
Bye.